We start driving, and I watch his hands on the wheel as he steers. I try to look away because I've been brainwashing myself that this is only a friendly outing. Having Callan catch me staring at his hands like some ogling, adoring idiot won't do.
"Are you up for some excitement?" he asks me.
"Speed and altitude? Are you trying to get rid of me?" I mock frown.
"Nah, I might miss the excitement of anything outrageous you want to share. I'm selfish like that."
"Oh, so you won't murder me because I'm entertaining to you." He smiles and parks his car, and we head toward the long, bustling corridor of Navy Pier. I point to the colorful horse carousel. "I'd go on that."
"Go to Disney World. Better fit for you."
He lifts my cap, rumples my hair, and laughs as he sets it back down. I'm smiling as I fix my hair, and we head down the corridor, and I take in the scenery of restaurants, shops, and entertainment stands, and the imposing Ferris wheel in the distance. "Now I feel like I'm in Chicago." I stick my tongue out at him.
"Ah, you thought you were in Texas all this time?"
"No, I thought I was dreaming," I laugh. "I wasn't very smart, grade-wise. I always had to put in double the effort than others in my class."
"Most of the time, effort trumps talent."
"True," I nod, my lips curving.
"So, you built karma on your own?"
He nods. "I can't believe what you've accomplished on your own. You're still too young." We take a seat on a bench and I glance around the pier. "That's what I plan to do the next couple of years. Work. I've never been so exhausted in my life, though. It's like my whole life has been taken over by you and karma."
He laughs softly and takes my cap and turns it around.
"No," I laugh. "I'll get freckles this way."
"That's the plan."
I scowl and notice the heat in his eyes, blushing as I quickly straighten the brim.
"Are you like this with all the women you know?"
I narrow my eyes.
"Like what?"
"I'm not going to say it."
"Come on, say it,"
he dares, shifting in his seat to stretch his arm out behind me.
"Only because we're out of the office and you're wearing a polo and you look like you."
"I am me."
"You look a little untouchable in a suit. You don't invite conversation when you look all stuck up and harsh."
I inhale. "This attractive. All week, Janine apparently answers calls from your girls. Is Callan in? Please tell him X, Y, and Z called. They're all hopelessly in love with you."
"I assure you they're not. Many are friends. Others, acquaintances. No strings."
I nearly snort. He crosses his arms, eyeing me in speculation.
"Think I should call them back?"
I start at that, mute.
"Olivia?"
I lift my head. His eyes are studying me intently as one sleek eyebrow goes up.
"Think I should call them back?"
"I suppose if you want to."
"So, you're telling me I should do exactly as I want?"
"I mean, if you want to talk to them."
I'm so jealous, I feel literally green.
"Let's see."
He pulls out his cell phone and dials. I inhale painfully when suddenly my phone buzzes and "Not Drake" appears on the screen. I'm puzzled but pick up, scowling at him.
"What are you doing, Drake?"
"Not Drake."
He disconnects the call with a press of his finger, looking at me.
"Not the male guy either," I whisper.
"That's right."
He takes my chin and turns my face to his, forcing me to look into his beautiful copper eyes, which seem to see right through me.
"Just me."
I turn my head a little bit and busily tuck my phone away, nervous. Callan just stands and shoves his hands into his pockets and watches me with this smile on his face.
"Olivia?"
"Hmm?"
"There's a giant cluster of freckles on your face."
"Shut up,"
I groan, laughing because I'm blushing. We walk down the pier in silence. I want to kiss him and hold his hand.